Dushan Af. So we're on page Reish Chav Dalet. Dushan Lama Rabban Al. Turban Shmishatam Lavanecha Shia Dibet Torah B'chadorim Beficha Shemishol Kodam Dover Al Tagamke. So Shinatam Lavanecha. So the more so the word Shinun means the language of being sharp. Like Rashi points out a number of places that Shmuel used to refer to Rav Yehuda, this Talmud Rav Yehuda, as Shinun, sharp one. Okay, so the words of Torah should be mechudarim, they should be sharp. It means a person asks you a question, you shouldn't hesitate. You shouldn't be megamgam, which means you're going back and forth with grappling what to say, but rather you say with a clarity. Rashi Chazar Leim, number one, review them. Ubadayk ba'omko, and you should have a clear understanding of the depth of what they're saying. She mishalcha adam with its arach legamgam el shetuchu lerber miyah. Okay. So the Rashi said a lot in those few words. I have a very clear picture of everything. And I understand the depth of it. I'm able to give you a clarity of how to apply it. Okay. So if we look at this, really we see three different things over here. Chidur, look me girsa, lasuke shmaita libra dehilkus. Okay. So now the word chidur itself is I have to figure out what that word means. But the three steps is you know the information. That's chidur. You have it masudra that you can call upon it at when needed. And you understand exactly how to apply it, which is lasukei shmaya to leave the hilchos.
Why is he calling chidur a separate thing? Isn't chazar alein of deko a translation of the dozen? I had to get this situation for them.
I think you're right. I don't think you see it based on this Gemara alone, that Chidur stands as his own step. Well, I think the right way to say it on our end, right, that there's the learning of it, there's the Chazara of it, and there's Binyard L'Omkim of it. So if you think about it, I have this piece of information as a piece of information. I'm able to review it to the point that I can call it out at will and understand it to the point that I can apply it. That's really three different stages. So Chazar Leim is the second step already. But Chazar Leim means that you can't discuss being Chazar on it until you had the first step, which was learning it. So we're assuming that you learned it, then you know it. That's step number one. Step number two is you're going to review it to the point that you're going to remember it. And step number three is you're going to know how to apply it. Right? So the first step is chidur. Chidur adayin any ideas of Torah. Al hiya kanisa l'seichel Torah. Now he says an approach over here, which is really based on this next Gemara. So it's almost like not fair. Like, so where do you see that in this first thing that it's not learning the Gemara, learning the Yisoy? No, it means the kanisa l'seichel Torah. English, please. Where did it come from?
So he's always smells the seichel nushi. That is the seichel or gosha bo
goes, ikvus achidut. So achidut is a sharpness. So what does that mean? It's just information, that's not achidut yet. It's saying achidut has to be more than just the knowledge of this information. It has to be that there's a certain clarity which comes with it. So, I remember those Umar Rebbe Yud, Umar Rebbe Aleph. Okay. If they sharpen each other, Rashi gives them hatzlach. This sharpening will create a hatzlach. You're going to be riding high, raised up. That it's worked even if you're doing it not for the purpose of knowing Torah, but for showing off, etc. He becomes about guy, but he knows so much. The Torah should hit the Yamin, Shemar the Torah, the Rosh Yamin, the Sarka, the Rosh Yamin, Yaminach. Okay. So, this Kidu that we're talking about has to be something that it has to be some level of something beyond the knowledge of the information, that there's something called the Mechadim in each other.
Why is the Mirtas guy going to allow the Balayah?
So, going back to the Gemara's introduction, Chudanim Mefitha, she Mishalcha Adam Dover Al Tagam Game. You understand that there should be Mechudin Mefitha, and then Mishalcha Adam Al Tagam Game, which means you're able to then call it out through the Chazara and through the Binyar Lomka. But there's a Madrega of Mechudanim, which are more in Shabbos deals with as a separate step of the process. I am going to suggest to you I've told you before that, you know, that he has in the beginning of the Chelik Beis. The morale said that the oifen of limud of hilchos sugyos of hilchos is their kushi v'tirutz. The oifen of limud of agadata is not through kushi v'tirutz. We discussed this before. Sound familiar? So then he brings the report from the altar from Kelim. The altar from Kelim says that Marmar Chazal is a zoy v'ashteren. It's like a star, and Musar is the telescope which allows you to see the star. If I sit and learn Torah the way Torah is supposed to be learned, I'm going to be mafkin in my process that there are multiple steps. When I then see the Chazal, which talks about this Musar Shmuz over here, I say, that's what it means. If you never learn Torah the way it's supposed to be learned, you're not going to see that in Chazal. But that's what Chazal is saying. But if you do it, you say, that's what Chazal is saying. So I would have said, if you're just going with their Kusha materials, that the Chidud is like Nochum is saying, the Chidud is the process of having its Mesudr. That's one type of sharpness, and having a clarity in the compelling logics behind it is the other part of clarity. That's what chidur means. So it's not three things, it's two things. Dira tarshi yimu chidur mefichu. Shimashalch adam davra al tagam game is a pirish of chidur. And Rashi says, and what does it mean, yishalch adam al tagam game? Because you made it ukmigirso, which means the mesudar. You have it in a clear type of logical progression to be able to find at will what you need. I have a good filing system, right? So, and I understand the information. So I go to my filing cabinet and I know where to look for it, and I pull it out. And I can read the file, and the file makes sense to me. I know what it say, how to apply. That chidur means something else beyond that, besides that, which he describes as the kinesa l'seichel haTorah. I wouldn't say that from that Gemara, but I do agree with him. That I have this experience. I was still working with some in Cleveland. I was saying a Gemara share for Balabatim. So it was fascinating to me, the challenge of learning Gemara to these people. These people were all people. They're almost all. There was one guy who wasn't about true. Everybody else was about true. These people were brilliant in their fields. You know, this guy was in, you know, who's in chemistry, you know, and multiple patents, etc. This guy was, he was the leading IT person for a multi-million dollar firm. He clearly knew, he wasn't stupid. I had a third person over there was like, you know, he, I don't know what he did, but he was like, man, the first two guys look stupid, you know. But learning Gemara, they their minds, they weren't used to the thought process of a Gemara. And they found it so difficult. The reading was challenging. The thinking process of a Gemara was difficult for them. And I remember we used to learn base matters. They would come out once a week to yeshiva, and once a week I would go to them. And you know, they see base matters, and they see these like ninth graders, like, oh yeah, kashas, like, and they're like struggling in the back and forth, like, you know, like, I'm smarter than this ninth grader. Why am I having so much difficulty compared to the ninth grader? So, or another version of it. I remember there was a guy, there was a person in my share over here. He used to ask, you know, he used to suggest pshatim in the Gemara, which we're not right. They didn't fit with the Mahal Chayishos of Pisa Gemara. Can I prove to them they weren't right? Can I prove to you, you know, many things, you know, I want to tell you that the color of this is red. So no, it's brown. Prove to me that it's not brown. That was like talking to him about how to learn. I think my shot fits. It fits all the words. What is Gemara meant to say? You know, if you've read 4 million Gemaras and you know the Gemara never says that type of thought, it's probably what the Gemara meant to say. But I can't prove it to you until you've learned all the other Gemaras, and we'll see. Is that how the Torah's thought process works? The answer is no. But if I feel very confident, I think there's a Gemara meant to say. The Gemara meant to say, like, you know, I finished all the words. You know, and like catch it the rash. That's what they meant to say. There's a thought process of how to learn a Gemara. How do you know that? That's what he refers to as Kenisa L'Seichel HaTorah. Adam Mitzvah HaTorah Shabbos HaTorah. This is the way that Torah looks at something. That's the first step of the process. If you don't have that, you can't discuss remembering it. The guy's going to memorize his verkrumta way to learn the Gemara. And he'll give you a tifa lumdus of why his frukumta pshat is good, you know. You can't get your lump good either. So the first step is I have to know. I have to get used to thinking along the lines which leads you to this concept of Das Torah. I absorb it enough that I take that and I apply that now to the world of that I live in, which is what Torah is supposed to do. Torah is supposed to give you a drachma for life. When we talk about the music of Das Torah, it means a person who's developed this ability takes that those same skills and applies it to all of his realities, and he has a clarity of how to look at something. It wouldn't help him to figure out a math problem, because Torah never promised to answer your math problems, but it did promise to answer your life problems. That's what he means the first step. Again, I don't wish to see it in the Gemara, but that's not his point. The point is this has to be the reality of how it works.